Trouble. Winter Sun, Book 3. Written by Roe Horvat. Narrated by John Solo. Hugh has been in love with Kirby for years, which either makes him the most foolish or the most patient alpha on the planet. Because Kirby Matthews, the famous porn star and omega of everyone's wet dreams, is resolutely single. But Hugh knows the real Kirby underneath the armor of glamour and snark. When an opportunity arises to be with him during heat, Hugh will do whatever it takes, even get naked in front of the cameras. Kirby has made it big time, from homelessness to international stardom. He can now enjoy the small things, like the feeling of silk on his skin, long showers, and cupcakes. Life is comfortingly simple. But then, his longtime crush auditions for a role in his next film, and Kirby is torn. Getting entangled with a close friend, a member of his makeshift family, is a certifiably stupid idea. But saying no to Hugh? Beefy arms, shaved head, and growly voice, all rough alpha, but with a ridiculously soft heart? How is Kirby supposed to resist such temptation? The most anticipated porn flick of the year, starring Kirby Matthews in heat. 10 days on set, with no privacy and no space to explore their feelings? You can't fall in love while filming porn, right? Trouble is an Omegaverse erotic romance featuring high heat, friends to lovers, hurt, comfort, HEA, and standalone. Acknowledgements. As always, a heartfelt thank you to Karen, Laura, and Ven for their excellence and endless patience. I'm grateful to my dear patrons for reading early versions of this story, loving it, and making it better. I owe my deepest gratitude to every kind, generous person who invested their energy into reading my drafts and advanced review copies, and who listened to my whines with empathy. Each and every one of you who reads, writes, publishes, promotes, and supports LGBTQ+ stories, thank you. Content warning. The novel is an Omegaverse non-shifter paranormal romance with the possibility of male pregnancy. Potential triggers. Abuse and homelessness off-page, retold as a character's memories. For adult readers only. Prologue. Hugh. I stumbled to the kitchen on unsteady legs, half of my brain still asleep. My nephew, Monty, sat at the table, already dressed for school. He was a good kid, but he didn't get that from me. My little brother Jay had been the nice boy in our family, and I used to be a menace, until life taught me to shut up and work, or else. Hey, little dude.
Hi.
I ruffled Monty's hair, and he squirmed, ducking away. Where's your dad?
Gone. You've overslept.
No, I haven't. We still have 15 minutes before we must leave.
We were almost late last week.
Almost? We're never late. I poured myself the last of the coffee Jay must have made and sat down in front of the opulent selection of different cereal boxes. We didn't have money to splurge in this household, but Monty was skinny like a stick figure and picky as hell. Cereal with whole milk for breakfast was an easy way to get the calories into him.
Shovel on, boy. A long day awaits.
Dad says you're not going to the park with us tomorrow.
I'm sorry, Monty, I can't. My boss is getting married, so I'll be at the wedding.
And we can't come?
I didn't ask. It's until late, and there won't be any kids your age, so I thought you'd find it boring. But I'll bring you cake.
Cool. Will you be drinking alcohol?
I bit my lip. My nephew was growing up so fast I got dizzy watching him.
I think so. Some adults do that at weddings.
Mr. Donovan says alcohol is poison.
Well, for little kids like you, definitely. Who's Mr. Donovan?
Lenny's dad. Lenny says he works for God.
It's called a preacher. Your cereal's getting soggy, monkey. Monty dutifully scooped up another spoonful.
How will Kirby be there?
He asked with his mouth full. Why do you ask?
I heard you and Dad. Dad said you like him like a boyfriend.
When did the little spy hear that?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?